Hi everyone, today is December 23rd, 2023, and it's the Duel Assessment, your podcast for Yu-Gi-Oh! Duel Links. My name is Green Ranger. We have a bunch of stuff this week, actually. There's a new Rush Duel Structure deck called Raid Across the Lionhearted, 5 new cards for that. Alito's back, we have 2 new cards and a duel skill. There's something that's kind of that dropped off secretly. They didn't really tell us about. It's the Arc 5 new level up rewards. The characters have been moved up, so there's a bunch of cards just for those characters when you level them up, and a bunch of other random things. Just as a reminder, you can get this podcast anywhere your podcast search Duel Links Podcast, Duel Assessment Podcast. Also available on Amazon Podcast now. And all of the old episodes are available on WordPress at duelassessment.wordpress.com. So my week in this games, the Duels Cup and Master Duels didn't turn out as well as it had been initially. It kind of stalled out at ELV 16 or 17, and I failed to get to the next level. Despite playing the game, I'm just not very good at it, and cannot advance to the second round, but whatever. In Duel Links, I don't really remember what happened in Duel Links, to tell you the truth. I had some event. Yeah, the Wave Duel Scramble, got all that done. Playing a lot of Diablo 4 nowadays. They increased the drop rate of some items, so trying to pick up that. Not much more besides that. Year's coming to an end. So let's look at some esports. I guess it's fair to look at one of each. Can't find the other stuff though. Let's see what we have. So this is a new cup called Bolo Deporte, Cup 1. Let's go take a look at it because it's a speed duel tournament. Some new decks in here, so that's cool, I guess. Seems like it's limited to certain deck types, but I'm not really sure. First place, TEA Rick Boro Launch Rocket. I mean, there's nothing new going on here. I guess the deck looks a little different. There's no Silver Rockets. 3 copies of Rocket Tracer, 3 copies of Magna Rocket Dragon, 3 copies of Metal Rocket Dragon. So there's 3 each of these monsters. 3 copies of Quick Launch, 1 Boot Sector Launch. Those are pretty staple cards. And the rest of the cards are back row. 2 MST, 3 Book of Moon. We've got Limit 3, Terrors of the Overroot, 2 copies of Ice Dragon's Prison, 2 Warning Points, and Necro Fusion. Extra deck, we have Borreload, Furious Dragon, Draco Berserker of the Tenyi, Void Ogre Dragon, Dark End Dragon, Dark Rebellion Xyz, Evil Swarm Nightmare, Borreload Dragon, and Booster Dragon. So yeah, this deck, the extra deck is super versatile. You got 4 different types of monsters there. Pretty cool. Second place, Ghost, Red Eyes Reverse, Red Eyes. So this is a new deck. Because we have new cards like Red Eyes Black Meteor Dragon, which, as expected, is a pretty good card. The ability to do Foolish Burial and become like level 7 is pretty cool. So 3 copies of the Red Eyes Black Meteor Dragon, 1 Red Eyes Archfiend Lightning, 3 normal Red Eyes Black Dragons, DD Crow, 2 copies of that as a tech card. Other cards, Red Eyes Fusion, 3 copies of Red Eyes Insight, 1 Red Eyes Fang with Chain, 1 Red Eyes Spirit, 1 Return of the Red Eyes, 3 copies of Book of Moon, 3 Crackdowns, 3 Necro Fusions, and 1 Champion's Vigilance. So Champion's Vigilance is a card that you can use with this, being a level 7 normal monster. When you do have Red Eyes Black Dragon on the field, you can use it. Definitely was used in Blue Eyes back in the day. Haven't seen this card in a really long time, so it's nice to see this again. All kind of all-purpose negate and destroy. So as long as you have that normal monster. Extra deck, Archfiend, Black Skull Dragon, Borreload, Furious Dragon, Meteor, Black Comet Dragon, Dark Arm, the Dragon of Annihilation, that's rank 7. Number 74, Master of Blades, that's, I knew this card would make it. Vola Fornijas, Red Eyes, Flare Metal Dragon, and then a Link Monster, Nightmare Phoenix. But similarly, there's a lot of different types of cards in the extra deck. Of course, Red Eyes, pretty strong with the rank 7 XEs, which is a pretty powerful level. Top 4, Yashiro, Boro Launch, Rocket. It's pretty much the same deck as we saw in the first place player's deck. You know, they're all different types of choice cards, but Necrofusion, again, three of the top forms in this tournament are using Necrofusion. And top four, Aizawaddle, Fields of Warriors, Bujin. This is bolstered by some of the new cards in the... There's like a pack for them. Three Bujin Torafuni, three Bujin Mahitatsu, two Bujinji Crane, one Bujin Harume, one Bujinji Hare, one Bujinji Quillen, one Bujinji Centipede, one Bujinji Fox, two Bujinji Turtle, one Bujin Heroku, three Fire Formation Tenki, and Storm. So very, you know, monster heavy list, obviously. Extra deck, we have Bujin Tai Kagutsuchi, one Castell, the Sky Blaster Musketeer, one number 70, Malevolent Sin, one Bujinki Amaterasu, three Bujinte Sansanoo, and one Bujinki Ahashima. I had enough speaking notes. Okay, Rush Duels. Rush Duel Grand Prix number 9 from Grand Harrier. Check out his stream if you have not, and if you catch it. First place, Zaga Zaga, Hammer Crush Deal. I don't even know what these decks are called. Hammer Crush Deal. There's some like a beast components deck. Two copies of, well, I guess Ancient Arise. Two Ancient Arise Dragon. Three Dragias. One Prima Gitarna. Two Speedy Performers. Two Thunder the Thunder. Three Silver Wolf. Three Paku Chu. One Summoned Skull. One Dark Sorcerer. Three Gazelle. One Masaki. Two All Seeing White Tiger. One Monster Reincarnation. Two Hammer Crush. One Widespread Ruin, and two, The Barrier. Second place, Maze. Black Dragon Rising, Red Eyes. Three Royal Rebels, Heavy Metal. Three Royal Rebels, Growl. Two Seahorse Carrier, still with the Seahorse Carrier. Three Kurabot. One Royal Rebels, Rocker. Three Palace Gargoyle. Three Black Dragon Chick. One Red Eyes, Black Dragon. Three Kanan, the Sword Diva. Three Lamoon. Ghost Cyclone, Monster Reincarnation, Widespread Ruin, Music Princess's Recital, and The Barrier. Top 4, Draco Senpai YouTube, Sevens Excel Road, Magicians, I guess. Sevens Road Magician, 3 copies, 1 Excel Wonder Splat, 1 Rice Terror Secure, 3 Torrent of the Windweaver, 3 Sevens Road Witch, 2 Silver Wolf, 3 Paku Paku, 3 Dark Sorcerer, 3 All Seeing White Tiger, 3 Silver Fang, 2 Flavor Inspectors, Monster Reincarnation, Widespread Ruin, and Music Princess Recital. Definitely seeing a beast package now that there's that nerf on the aqua types. And top 4, Hame Masuke, Black Dragon Rising, Red Eyes. 3 Royal Rebels, Heavy Growl, 3 Royal Rebels, Growl, 2 Seahorse Carrier, 2 Kurabot, 3 House Gargoyle, 3 Black Dragon Chick, 1 Red Eyes, 3 Kanan, 3 Lamoon, 2 Ghost Cyclone, Widespread Ruin, 2 Music Princess Recital, Phantom Bind, and The Barrier. People are just running one copy of The Barrier, it seems. Okay, so in the Duel Links Meta Power Rankings, some moving and shaking here. In Speed Duels, Tenyi's the Soul Tier 1 deck at 33. You'll notice a important change here. Tier 2, we have Live Twins at 24.5. Tier 3, we have Altergeist at 15. This is probably because of personal spoofing, a card that you can buy two of from the trader now. So, a limit 1 to a limit 2. S-Forces at 14. Salamanguates at 11.5. Ubel's down to 11. So Ubel was tier 1. I think there was a limit on Neos Kluger. I think that's the big hit there, which kind of limits you playing that with the limit 3 back row cards. I'm assuming that's what it was. Rockets at 9.5, Trickstars at 6.5, and Lunalights. And for Rush Duels, there's some changes here too. Dragons at 34, tier 1. Arise Dragons and Yami Rulers, both tier 2 at 17. Tier 3, we have Aggro at 10 and Royal Rebels at 10. Bulba Era has fallen off primarily because of the Seahorse Carrier nerf. I guess that was that impactful. The Seahorse Carrier was that good. Dragon Casters and Spellcasters have also fallen off the list, but the Rush Duel list, I believe, is very, it just changes, like, a lot. Very unstable, and a little bit of shock would just destroy the deck. Okay, so I guess I'll spend a little bit of time on these pickup boxes. There's two pickup boxes, and this is not the first time we have such items, but it's a good way to go through, like, some archetypes that are isolated rather than buying through a whole box. So the first one is Ruler's Abyss, and this has Burning Abyss and Double D. So this box, we have, you know, Skarm, Dante, Virgil, Fiendish Rhino Warrior, Seer, you know, all of the Beatrice, all of the Burning Abyss cards. And then Double D's, Doom King Armageddon. There's too many of them to know. Savant Kepler, Savant Newton, Oblivion King, Abyss Ragnarok, Orphos. Orphos, I remember, was in like a box, like a different box. We also have Frightfurs here. Frightfur Fusion, Sabertooth, Fluffle Dog, Edgem Chain. Yeah. So it's just three archetypes. We got these fiend archetypes, Burning Abyss, Frightfurs, and Double D. The other box we have is Actors Theater. And we have Abyss Actors, obviously, Metal Foes, and I guess Phantom Knights, and Rescue, too. Rescue is interesting. So, Abyss Actors, we have Superstar, Mellow Madonna, Wild Hope, Curtain Raiser, Metal Foes. I think Metal Foes are a pretty good archetype. Like, I use them to auto-duel. We run out of steam sometimes, but they do a lot of different things. Mithrilium, Gold Driver. I only have 3 copies of Gold Driver yet. Bismagear, Steelin, Alkahest. Phantom Knights, we have Ancient Cloak, Ragged Boots. I mean, Silent Boots and Ragged Cloak, of course. Breaksword. And then Rescue Hamster, Rescue Rabbit. I guess the other cards aren't out yet, so yeah. The old Angels Trumpeteer is here as well. Yeah, so pick up boxes if you want to play as archetypes. I think Metal Foes is a pretty cool deck. Pendulum Summoning and Abyss Actors are pretty cool too. Okay, so let's move on to the new Rush dual structure deck called Raid Across the Lionheart. I personally will skip this box because I'm just going to focus on speed duels, but we'll see what there is in this deck. Oh, I left out a card. Shoot. I'll just add in this one card. Okay, so there are actually 6 new cards in this set. First one is Hilt, the Bearer of Noble Arms, which sounds a lot like figure out the equip archetype, but light level 5 spellcaster, 1300-500. No requirement, and the effect is one attack position warrior type gains 600 attack until the end of the turn. 600 attack buff is a new thing here. You're raising the bar slightly. Instead of a 400 attack buff, we have 600 now. This is a one tribute 1300, so the stats aren't good. It's okay. It's kind of like one tribute and no tribute stats. But 600 attack buff is what it is at. And there's a little bit of synergy with some of these cards. So while this card doesn't look amazing, there's a little bit of synergy that makes it a little better. Raid Across Hero of the Dawn, light level 7 warrior, 2100, 1500. Requirement, shuffle two spellcasters from your graveyard to your deck. Effect, special summon two level 5 or lower spellcasters from face up from your hand to your field. So this card will summon Hilt. Like a free level 5 there. But the requirement is having two spellcasters in your graveyard. So you probably paid two spellcasters to summon this guy, maybe. A little situational, but most of the time it will work. Underwhelming stats, of course, but of course there's synergy with these cards. Might as well get to that card that there's synergy for. Seath, the Scabbard of Noble Arms, light level 5 spellcaster, 1700, 200. Requirement, place 4 warrior and or spellcaster types from your graveyard to the bottom of your deck in any order. Effect, special summon a level 7 warrior from your hand face up to your field. So you can see how the Raid Across can summon Hilt and Seath, both of them being level 5s. And then you kind of have a board there. You have a board where you can kind of buff stuff. Hilt can buff someone. Seath can summon Raid Across. Or if you have like Max Raider, level 7 warrior. Max Raider works pretty well with this group too. So all these cards kind of work together. Seath does require 4 monsters. So 4 warriors and spellcasters in the graveyard. So the card's a little less. Like you don't have to run 3 of those probably. But all these 3 cards work together pretty well. So like a light spellcaster warrior deck. Some kind of new deck here. All right, another SR card, Rightful Magic. Spell, you have to have 2 face-up monsters with the same attribute. So these guys are all light, so that works. One face-up monster on your opponent's field loses 600 attack until the end of the turn. So this is a Hilt debuff. You're going to have someone gaining 600, someone losing 600. And while this is in this box, this could be used in any deck. This does not have to be used in this archetype at all. So as long as you have 2 monsters with the same attribute, which happens a lot more than you think. So it's a fine card, debuff 600. Our rarity card, Plaster Scout, Earth, level 4, warrior, 1300, 1000. There's a continuous effect on this card. During your opponent's main phase, you take no battle damage from your opponent's card effects. Anti-burn card. So burn doesn't seem to be very important in Master Duels. We do have certain cards that do burn, but I wouldn't say I've ever lost a duel from burn. So it's if that happens. This card doesn't have bad stats either. Well below average for 4, but it's fine. People run level 4 monsters worse than this, so it's okay. And the card I missed, the end rarity, Magic Juggler. This is a light level 4 spellcaster. A very mysterious man who doesn't talk about his past. He captures the attention of the audience by manipulating his baton, almost as if it were magic. 1400 attack, 500 defense. This card's fine. Level 4, 1400. It's fine. That's all I really have to say about it. It's fine. Alright, back to speed duels. We're just like going back and forth here. Alito's here. We don't have a new LD this month. So Alito, if you didn't get him, is the LD. This is a repeated event where you had to do some stuff with the other guy as well. Garag and Alito. 2 new cards, let's get to it. Let's start off with the lower one. Number 80, Rhapsody and Berserk. Dark rank 4, Fiend, 2 level 4 monsters, 0 attack, 1200 defense. You can target a face of Xyz monster you control. Equip this monster you control to that target, it gains 1200 attack. You can detach an Xyz material from this card. Then target one card in your opponent's graveyard, banish it. You can use this effect up to twice per turn. Okay, so I think this is kind of lackluster. It's kind of like a generic rank 4 Xyz. Okay, that's good. The requirements are generic. It then just comes in equipment for 1200 attack for another Xyz monster. You do get to banish two cards from your opponent's graveyard. But that's something like you could do with a dual skill, I think. Like something like Sealed Tombs. So, a little underwhelming, I think. For it just takes up a spot in the extra monster zone. That, I mean, in the extra deck that doesn't really do much. It's an equipment, and then it banishes two cards from your opponent's graveyard. Sure, I guess. Now, if you use the Chaos Magic, you can get number C80, Requiem and Berserk. This is the other card. Dark Rank 5, Fiend. Three level 5 monsters if you don't use the Rank of Magic. Zero attack, 2,000 defense. You can target a face-up Xyz monster you control. Equip this monster to that target. Gains 2,000 attack. If a monster equipped with this card would be destroyed, destroy this card instead. If this card has number 80, Rhapsody and Berserk as Xyz material, it gains this effect. You can detach an Xyz material from this card, then target one card in the field and banish it. So, yeah, you have to use the rank-up magic for this to be worth a damn, I think. This also becomes an equipment for 2,000 attack. Okay. That's not nothing, though. Like, 2,000 attack's high. You could kind of do an OTK situation with various cards that attack directly or attack twice. That's the only use I see in this card, but at the same time, you're going to have two level 4 monsters to become Rhapsody and Berserk, and then you need a rank up magic to make this guy. And then you'll have another Xyz monster to attack. Like, it's a lot. A lot of different steps that require like a one-turn kill deck build. I don't see this being good just because it requires so many cards. Finally, we get a new dual skill, Excel Counter, from Alito. Return one card from your hand to your deck. Select a counter or counter trap from your graveyard. Set it to your field. If you control Fire Warrior monster and your opponent has activated a counter trap, you may select a counter trap instead and set it to your field. Okay, so these counter traps are, there's only a few of them. Some of them are Battle of Boxer, like Jolt Counter is one, for example. Cross Punch, I believe. Battle of Boxer, Counter Cross Punch, or something like that. And then there's a lot of other random cards that could work. Like Dez Counter Blow, I think, is one of them. But anywho, this is not a good skill because of the second part, where it's like if you control Fire Warrior and your opponent activated a counter trap, like that's never going to happen. The best trap cards in Duel Links are regular traps or continuous, in my opinion. Like, it's only if like Red Eyes Champion's Vigilance becomes a thing, then they're going to be activating counter traps. But otherwise, like, no, like your opponent's not going to be playing counter traps for no reason. Like, so this is a pretty situational skill that may never work. Doesn't help Battle of the Boxer archetype at all. Yeah. I guess it's worth it for the first part. Like, if you are playing those Battle of the Boxer counter traps, sure, but you can't really count on the other half of the skill working at all. So, not very good. Okay, so the last topic today, I misspoke, actually. Alito is in Zexal World. We're not in Arc 5. So, it's actually Zexal new level up rewards. All characters have been moved up to level 40. And level them up again so you can get some gems, some box chips, actually, and some new cards. Some of them are old cards, so we'll just go through what we got. So character by character, start off with Yuma and Astral, of course. There's a new card, and it's called Gauntlet Launcher. This is a rank 6 Earth Warrior Xyz, 2400 attack, 2800 defense. You can detach the Nexus material from this card, then target one monster your opponent controls and destroy it. Rank 6 Xyz isn't that good. We've got cards like Beatrice, Consteller, Petalomi, Photon Strike, Bouncer. The Zaga, Onomatopoeia, whatever we want to call it, archetype, previously did use rank 6. That was one of their things, but then they got nerfed to the ground. This card is similar to Consteller, Petalomi, with that card bounced a card. This card destroys a monster. So you're kind of hedge when to use this card over Consteller. You could run both of them. Again, rank 6 is very weak. Like, we rarely see rank 6 Xyz. So if you do run rank 6 Xyz, this card's in consideration for that. Otherwise, it's a very niche card. Like, destroy an opponent monster. That's good, I guess. It's not like only face a monster, so you can destroy like a set monster, that's cool. Very boring card, but it has niche applications. You know, it's not unusable, but it's there if you need to use it. We get a second copy of Double or Nothing, which is, you know, like that Utopia card where you can kind of hit for 5,000. I've used Utopia's own ability to negate an attack and then make itself hit for 5,000. That's pretty cool. I've never really seen it used, but we do have like a lot of Utopia support decks recently with those cards that that end the alphabet. So you never know when this will be useful. All right, with Shark, we get two copies of a new card, Shark Fortress. This is a dark rank 5 fish. Two level 5 monsters, 2400 attack, 1800 defense. Your opponent cannot target monsters for attacks except for this one. Once per turn, you can detach an Xyz material, then target a face of monster you control. It can attack. It can make a second attack during each battle phase this turn. This is rank 5. It's a generic rank 5, so you could use this in other decks. Like, while it's like a fish or whatever, it doesn't affect anything. So you could technically use this in Sidra, but Sidra already has cards that attack twice, so you don't really need it, but it's an option for rank 5 decks. That's nice. This could fit certain decks like that can just blow you away, rank 5. So this card's not nothing either. Any Xyz card that's generic has a shot, and this is rank 5 generic. Rank 5 is decent. There's a lot of different decks that are rank 5 too, so not a bad card. And we also get a second copy of the Black Ray Lancer, which is pretty inconsequential, I think. This card's always awkward. It's like a rank 3 Dark Beast Warrior that requires two level 3 water monsters. That kind of kills it on its own. The fact they're mixing up attributes and types that don't really belong. I know there's an upgraded version of this, but it's not really good either. Speaking of not very good, Rio Castle. We get a third copy of number 94 Crystal Zero, and also a third copy of Ice Beast Zero Fine. Probably an archetype that literally never saw any competitive play, so we'll just skip over. Bronk Stone. So Bronk Stone gives us two copies of a spell called Iron Draw. If you control exactly two machine type monsters, effect monsters, and no other monsters, draw two. For the rest of the turn after this card resolves, you can only special summon once. Okay. This could be useful. This is bad in the advanced game because you're going to want to special summon a lot. So in a way, you could kind of use this after you already special summon some stuff so that you can draw your cards and then make one more special summon. Like, this card's good and bad. Like, it's very easy to do this. Two machine effect monsters and draw two. That's really easy to do. But then you can only special summon once. So try to make your summons first and then draw. I wouldn't count this card out. The ability to just to have a +1 is really good. Artori, we got a new card. CXZ's Dark Fairy Cheer Girl. This is a dark rank 5 fairy. 3 level 5 monsters, 2500 attack, 1900 defense. So you have to use rank up magic on the regular fairy Cheer Girl. When this card is sent from the field to the graveyard, draw a card. If this has Fairy Cheer Girl's XZ's material, it gains this effect. When this card destroys an opponent's monster by battle and remains on the field, detach an XZ's material and inflict 200 damage to your opponent for each card in your hand. This card's not very good. It's all like attack based, so like it has no effect if it's just there on the board. If it gets sent to the graveyard, you can draw a card, sure. If it destroys something, you can inflict burn. But when it's just there, it does nothing. It's just 2500 attack, that's really it. So not a very good card. It's an anime card. There for like an episode when she turned evil or something. Alright, Hyde has an interesting card. Two copies of Galaxy Brave. Light, level 8 warrior, 0 attack and defense. This card looks pretty badass for a 0/0, but whatever. If this card is in your hand, you can reveal a photon monster in your hand, special summon this. If you do, its level becomes the level of the photon monster. If this is normal or special summoned, you can target a galaxy monster in your graveyard. This card's attack and defense become that monster's attack and defense. This is a pretty good card. Photon monsters are typically level 4, though, so this will become a level 4. And then you're going to make a rank 4 XZs for Star Liege, Lord Galaxian, Evil Swarm, Excita Knight. The attack thing is not inconsequential either. It's a good late game ability where you can just turn this into a beater. Like, you have Galaxy Eyes Photon, and then this comes to 3,000. So, this could be used as a beater in the late game, but typically for rank 4 XZs, despite being level 8. If you revive this out of the graveyard, though, it becomes a level 8 material. This is actually one of the better cards in this set. Of this level 40 release set. Alright, Trey. We got two copies of Chronomaly Magella Globe. Light level 4 Gene, 1500, 300. You can tribute this card, special summon a Chronomaly monster from your deck except for this one. If this was in your graveyard except the turn it was sent there, you can banish a Chronomaly card in the graveyard and add this to the hand. This looks like an all-purpose searcher, which is nice. You could tribute this and special summon any Chronomaly monster. They specialize in different ranks, like 3, 4, and 5, and 6, I think. So, very versatile card for the archetype. That's not really good. All right, Quattro. Let's talk Gimmick Puppets. We got two copies of Gimmick Puppet Shadow Feeler. This is not a very good card, but Dark Level 8. Machine, 1,000. Cannot be destroyed by battle, okay? When you take battle damage from an opponent's direct attack while this is in the graveyard, you can special summon this in attack, and then you take 500 damage. If this card is an XZ's material and will be sent to the graveyard, you can banish it instead. I know this card from Master Duels, and yeah, it's better when you have more life points to use this card. It's kind of like Stega Cyber, I think. It's probably the closest card to this where you get hit and then this comes out for free. It's a weird card. It's immune to destruction though, but then it comes out in attack. So you take a direct hit, you pay 500 life points, and then you play this card in attack. So you're taking a lot of damage that turn. Like, again, it's Stega Cyber, but with poor stats, but then it can't get destroyed in battle. It's rank 8. It kind of fits in the deck. At most, you would run one of these in the deck, if at all. This is a fine card to just toss in the graveyard, right? Because the effect comes from the graveyard. So, if you could, like, use a Gimmick Puppet effect to toss this, it can come out for free. It's just a really awkward card. I would not recommend playing the card, but if you do play one, it has that ability where it can come out of the graveyard, sure. Not the most exciting Gimmick Puppet card. Alright, Quentin got some stuff. So we got a new card, Cosmo Dark Eclipser. This is level 9. Dark level 9. Machine 3,000-2,600. Cannot be targeted by opponent card effects. During either player's turn, when a trap card is activated, you can banish a Cosmo monster from your graveyard and negate the activation. If you do, destroy that card. If this is destroyed by battle or card effect and sent to the graveyard, you can banish this from the graveyard at a level 8 or lower Cosmo monster from your deck to your hand. So while this is the biggest Cosmo monster, it is not that good. It could see play against heavy trap decks, sure. I guess you could run this card. It's not my favorite card. It's just like only trap effects. It doesn't stop like quick plays or other cards. It's just like against traps. I guess you can run it. Like, let's say they're running Magic Cylinder or something. I don't know. But the real boss monster, Cosmo Dark Destroyer, we get a third copy, which is great. And this is kind of like the real boss monster of the deck. You could just run three of these guys and not run Dark Eclipser if you want. Yep, a very nice card. Alright, who else do we have? Annika Boom. Annika Boom, we just get a third copy of Southern Stars, which isn't a very good card. A monster becomes level 10. The Railway deck never used this card. They do fine without it. So you can kind of skip her card. Alright, Garag. We got three copies of Fire Hand, which is a good card for an archetype that sucks. This hand archetype is not really a real archetype. So it's fine. It's a good card. And Alito, we got two copies of a Counter Trap, which kind of fits what he does, I guess, of XZ's Reflect. This is a Counter Trap. When a spell, trap, or monster effect is activated, the targets a face-up XZ's monster on the field. Negate the activation. If you do, destroy it and inflict 400 damage to your opponent. There's a lot of cards like this, like XZ's Import, XZ's Block, generic XZ's Help cards. And this could see play in XZ's only decks. There's nothing wrong with this card at all. It's actually really good. So, if your extra deck is almost all XZ's cards, I would consider using this card. Usually, you want like an archetype type card, but this is pretty good for only XZ's deck. That's all I can really say about it. It's pretty good for what it is. Works in a number of different decks. Yeah. So yeah, I would work on leveling up these Zexal characters. Some of the winners, Quentin, yeah, Dark Destroyer, that's great. Pike, Galaxy Brave. Maybe the Iron Draw. X-Rays Reflect, sure. But nothing too exciting here, honestly. Like, these cards are fine. Alright, so that is it for this week. Upcoming news, we don't have January yet, so we'll have that next week. Duelist Road Arc League Championship is going to happen. And Duel Links Mission Research. That is it. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.